The following program contains content that has not been approved by 1-800-RADIATOR or any of its franchise affiliates. All of the opinions stated in this podcast are solely owned by the hosts and guests of the 1-800-FSR podcast and its publishers. The 1-800-FSR podcast is independently produced. Get ready to sell. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the 1-800-FSR podcast.
What it do?
You've heard my voice. That's the voice of Martin. And you just heard the voice of Cameron. How are you, Cameron?
I'm doing fan-freaking-tastic, Martin. It is a great day to be alive.
Stunningly beautiful as usual here at 455 on the eastern shore of America.
Always a great day when we get to talk to the people of the world, the people
we
of the country.
All the people.
All the people.
FSRs from sea to shining sea, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
As usual, we are joined by the little dog, Murphy, and the big dog, Shortly.
Doghouse.
Rawr, rawr. Rawr, rawr, rawr. He is in the doghouse right now. He's sitting across from us trying to figure out technology, and that's never good for any of us. The likelihood of the studio blowing up is a sincere possibility.
Don't cut the red cord.
Do not cut the red cord. Today, you know, tomorrow it's the blue cord. We never really know.
Hey, switch it up.
Exciting. Exciting show today. We're talking about something that is completely never discussed, oftentimes avoided by FSRs. Stupidly, if you ask me. Certainly failing your market if you're doing so. And that is shops that exclusively speak a foreign language. Now, we know we've got great listeners out there that are FSRing, as I call it, all across the country, from sea to shining sea, as we just said. So in your marketplace, it may differ. For us, a typical foreign exclusive speaking shop is going to be speaking Spanish.
Yep. Typically a lot in each of our little markets that we cover here in Wilmington.
Exactly. So as we refer to them as Spanish speaking shops throughout today's podcast, know that we recognize that each and every one of our communities are enriched with great diversity. And we hope that you serve all of the exclusively foreign speaking shops equally. We
great. Do.
Absolutely.
Great acknowledgement statement.
Absolutely. So if you are not visiting and not giving the attention to these shops that you are giving to other shops, you are failing your market.
Hey, we get it. You know? Oh, wow, they speak a different language or whatever have you. I could write this off and next person that calls them up to check, follow up on something I put in my notes is like, what are you saying?
That's a waste of visit.
Come on now.
One, you need to get your resources together. Mm-hmm. If you're walking into a Spanish-speaking shop for us, unarmed with resources, then you might as well not walk in at all. And let me tell you why that's a failing decision, because we have a number of two-bay, three-bay, small Spanish-speaking shops kind of all over the place throughout the Wilmington marketplace, Leland, Jacksonville, and all that. And many of them are doing big numbers because we pay attention to them. So let's talk about some of those resources that you have available to you. One is you might have bilingual staff, you know? Identify members of your staff. For us here in the North Carolina market, our call center staff has two very great bilingual speaking call center answering phone people, pardon me, CSRs.
Not one, but two.
Great.
Double trouble.
Great. They get the job done. And for us here at 455 exclusively, we have a completely bilingual, fluent in both languages, a delivery driver who is fantastic for helping with any type of phone orders or critical issues, maybe a late delivery or a warranty issue of some type. It's fantastic.
From spending a bunch of time in her life in Puerto Rico.
A bunch of other countries.
I love it when she yells at me in Spanish.
It's
I
great.
Gotta say. It's something about the way it rolls off the tongue.
I fear it as well. Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I think that's part of the attraction.
Yeah.
Say the least.
So we also have resources that are coming out of the wazoo from corporate, which is fantastic flyers that are bilingual. So they have the version of it that's in English and a version of it that is in Spanish. That has made things, especially the campaigns to push catalytic converters and AC kits, hugely helpful. Because the messaging that's getting out there to the English-speaking shops about the effectiveness of reducing return rates by doing things, for example, like the break-in sheet or by buying full AC kits versus just compressors are now able to be utilized by the Spanish-speaking shops just like they were for the English-consuming customer as well. So by identifying the resources you have available to you and taking advantage of them, both bilingual staff members and the bilingual marketing material that's available, you walk in with a much greater, a stronger approach to be able to more accurately communicate the message that you're making to them.
Probably a leg ahead of the AutoZone guy coming in a week from now.
I would agree. And yeah. I think it really is. A leg ahead is a good way of putting it because it's a foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're in there, you're showing them that they understand this stuff costs money.
Mm-hmm.
It's showing the respect that they deserve. The other thing I'll tell you from an operations standpoint, I can tell you that I see very, very low warranty rates coming out of my Spanish speaking shops.
Really?
And I see almost zero in my experience here. Okay. You may have a different one at your warehouse, but almost zero use of the labor claim warranty form.
We'll take that
all day long. So it means that obviously the proof is in the pudding that they have competent mechanics and they're just like the shop down the road and we need to be treating them like that. To give you a good example of the money that you're leaving on the table, if you're not appropriately marketing to these people and you're not appropriately marketing to these shops, is that if you take Wilmington for 2022, our big shops are ranging from $21,000 to $33,000, okay? 21 to 33. That's a big customer for us, growing in 2023 for sure, but for 2022. If you take the four top Spanish-speaking, exclusive Spanish-speaking shops in our market, they total $40,000. Hmm. And they're all two-bay, most is three-bay shops.
Just pumping out
that
work.
That means that is proof. You would be missing that money. That money would not be on the table. And that's just the top four. If you go down to the top 10, you're nearly at $75,000. So that's an enormous amount of money not on the table if you did not take advantage of all of the materials and resources that you have available to you.
And I think two out of the four you were talking about probably have tire as the first part of their name too, which
absolutely.
Like, you know, they're also similar to other shops trying to elevate their clientele and the work that they have coming
sure.
in above that minimal tire work,
yeah.
you know? And so
that's an investment.
Huge.
Watch for that because that's an investment in the future. That means that they're looking at just like they're looking at the entire portfolio of auto services that they can provide and adding something like we add, you know, product line.
Mm-hmm.
They're adding something new. Let's call it every year, every other year by investing. We can move on from this because we can make more money. That upwardly growing shop, if you're in there from the beginning, when you start to sell catalytic converters, now you can convince them that they need to be selling catalytic
mm-hmm.
converters. That shop wouldn't know that if you didn't have a basis of a relationship that starts by showing them that you respect them 100%. I will tell you another thing that is very important. I found this when I was in FSR, and some of the shops that we're referring to that are in that top four kind of feed into this, is it identify from the beginning what their best method of ordering is.
Mm.
You know? Sometimes just because you're exclusively Spanish-speaking shop may not mean that as far as using the internet and reading English, no problem. It's just, you know, you're not speaking it as fluently as you would like to yet, or, you know? So my answer to that is to identify and tell them if you want a more natural Spanish-speaking ordering process, when you call the 1-800 number, say, I want Gabby. I want Melissa. Not a problem. You'll be put on hold, and you'll get placed in a queue, and eventually you'll get an answer from Gabby or Melissa, and you can have a straight, fluent ordering conversation, especially if you've got details like, I don't know what year the car is, and I'm not quite sure which radiator is really the right one. And it's a manual. It's just, if you've got complicated questions, you need to have someone who can fluently deliver you the answers to those questions. So identify with them what their most comfortable method of ordering is, and then help them through it.
You'll be thanking yourself on the back end.
You will.
No doubt.
Yeah, it'll increase orders for sure.
Yeah.
The single most important thing you can leave with them is the little yellow stickers that have the telephone number and what we carry, but in Spanish. That is the single most important thing you can leave with them. The language barrier often means that they might hear this, that, and the other, but if they don't care what you're saying because they're busy, at least next to the telephone when they're ordering, they can see all the different things we carry, especially, of course, make sure this is updated. If it's old and you see one that's at a shop, to look at. If it doesn't say catalytic converter, slap a new one on there with permission, of course, but slap a new one on there.
Stat.
Because let's face it, that's what we sell now. We sell catalytic converters year round, and for 5 months we sell AC kits. If you're not up with that program, if that doesn't resonate with you as an FSR, wake up.
I mean, our name alone sells the radiators too. Yep. I mean, 1-800-Radiator, I'm going to call them for a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm calling them for a cat. Guess if I need radiators, I might as well call 1-800-Radiator.
After all these years and years and years in that business, if we're not already the king, come on now.
Yeah. If you're walking in there saying, hey, why aren't you buying radiators with us?
Yeah, because you know what? For damn sure, if they're not buying radiators, but they're buying cats, it means they've either moved out of the radiator business.
Bingo.
Or something's really wrong.
Yeah.
The odds are if you've got a high buying catalytic converter customer, you have a committed radiator customer. Let's face it.
Makes sense.
Makes 100% sense, my friend. So that's all we have today on this, but we want to reiterate, if you are not paying attention to these markets inside of your market, you are not paying attention at all, my friends.
Money going in someone else's pocket.
Get to it. Get it done. Do it right. Contact us if you have any questions. But most importantly, reach out to your leadership about all the resources that you have. If you need marketing material from corporate and you're not getting it, if you're getting a flyer and it does not have, along with it, a Spanish companion.
Or whatever your dialect.
Then you are not getting all the marketing material you need. And your job is to make sure you request it. With that said, hey, go out and have a great and safe day.
And do your job.
Do your job.
Come on.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to the 1-800-FSR podcast. We invite you to leave comments using the 1-800-FSR app and feel free to review those left by other FSRs. Go to 1-800-FSR.com to check out all the exciting things we have to offer, including weekly updates. Want to be on the show or get in contact with me? Do so at martin@1800fsr.com.
And if you want to get up with me, you can link up with me using cam@1800fsr.com.
Let's go sell some stuff.
Let's do it, baby.